Quincy City Council President Ian Kane joining us once again for a City Council update. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for checking in, letting us know what happened on November the 10th, right?
That's correct. November the 10th meeting. We had a short agenda, three quick items. We had a home rule petition that was put forward by the mayor, which was respect to the maintenance of pre-employment physical examination records for public safety personnel in the city of Quincy. Now, apparently, this is a historical thing that has now been brought to the forefront, but it's affected a few other cities in the Commonwealth. And I guess there's been a bill that's proposed at the state level to kind of to fix this, but nothing has moved. So the city has taken its own initiative, but it's caused some issues with our public safety personnel who are entitled to full accidental disability benefits from the state retirement system, which is also known as PERAC. So I guess like about 20 years ago or so, the city didn't maintain pre-employment medical records for incoming police officers and firefighters. So, but then up until a few years ago, PERAC, the retirement system, didn't require these as a condition for approving the disability benefits. So, I guess within the last 5 years, PERAC started requiring evidence of employment physical of this pre-employment physical. So, this is to, this home rule petition will allow essentially a sworn affidavit by the city or the employee that states that the employee didn't suffer from any pre-existing condition related to the disability for which they'd be claiming benefits at the time of hiring. So this was developed in conjunction with lawyers for the firefighters Local 792 and two other police unions, who I guess have been working on this issue with other cities and towns across the state, including the city of Boston. So that home rule petition passed the city council, and it'll move up to the state level to, I'm sure one of our state reps or Senator Keenan will move it forward in the state legislature. The second item was a resolve put forward by Councillor Liang. So apparently there was an electrical explosion at the intersection of Broad Street and Southern Artery a few weeks back, and somebody was seriously injured. And so Councillor Liang is asking for National Grid to come to the city council to and Riley Brothers, who are managing the activity, to come to the city council and explain themselves, make sure that we are, I guess, probably understanding that we're, things are safe and that people can work in these conditions, because this is kind of inexcusable. So, yeah, we're, I will send notes to both National Grid and to the Department of Public Utilities asking them for to come and speak. So that passed as well.
Okay, was there a time limit given on when they need to respond, Ian?
No, I don't even think, there's, we don't have subpoena power, so it's not like they have to be compelled. They're not compelled to come anyway. So if they do come, it'd be great. If they don't, there's no recourse.
Gotcha. Yeah, I understand. It was a horrific accident, and the worker was very badly burned and still hospitalized, actually.
It's awful. It's awful. So, we'll see what happens, but obviously we hope for the best for the utility worker.
Certainly, yeah. And I'm sure that passed unanimously.
It did. Yep. Passed unanimously. And then there was $2,750 from various donors for the DARE program that were contributed. And so, and those passed. So those were accepted, rather.
Yeah, true.
And that was our meeting.
Okay. All right. And because of the election meeting next week too, right?
Yes, we have a meeting next Monday. Same time, same channel.
Yep. Any insight into the agenda yet?
I just went to the agenda meeting this morning. No, it'll be another short one.
I know the mayor at some point is going to introduce a proposed amendment to the mayoral salary. Do you know when that'll happen?
No, I'm not sure. It's not going to be in the next agenda. So at least it wasn't put on this morning. So I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to ask him.
I will.
Yeah, good. Good, good.
Speaking of the election, what's your reaction to what happened last week?
It was an election. So it looks like you're going to have some new city council members, which is pretty exciting. I think, obviously in any election, one person wins and one person loses, or three people in the case of the councilors at large win and the rest lose. So yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, I think that anytime there's new members elected to a body, you have no idea what to expect, and there's always a learning curve. So, just like 10 years ago was me, Noel, and Nina, and this year you got a totally, or next year you'll have a totally different crew. So, sending my congrats to those who will be assuming those positions, and I wish them all the best.
Any advice, Ian, for the freshman counselors, as you mentioned you were?
No, I mean, and I don't think they would want it from me, to be quite frank with you. But I think that yeah, no, I don't. No one's asking me for advice, so I'm not going to give it.
What was the biggest challenge for you when you first got elected?
The biggest challenge. Oh my God. Such a
Or
that's such a great
learning curve,
how much time do
the
you have, Joe?
crest.
God, the biggest challenge. For me, I've been going through a lot of my old writings and stuff like that recently, just trying to, understand what I've been through and what this role has been over the last 10 years. And I think you come in with particular expectations about how you can influence government and sort of in an idealistic way. And I think there's a difference between the realities of idealism and the realities of the role, that you're elected to serve, I think, because at the end of the day, it comes down to these bread and butter issues. And, we've just, it just the ten, past 10 years are like, I think we've just seen dramatic change in how people interact with politics and how people engage in politics. And so I think, especially with social media and how people express themselves and how people interpret different political events that take place elsewhere in their own areas. So, I think it's trying to get a proper sense of reality and then being able to convey that reality to people in a way that they'll accept it. Because I think that even people who claim to be open to truth actually don't want the truth. So, I think that that's a difficult adjustment.
You will have a new Ward 3 councillor representing you. Do you have any requests for your new councillor?
No, not that I would, not that I would, not that I would say through QATV. I'll contact the counselor elect directly.
Okay. And how does the process for choosing a new council president work now?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even I you know I think that I bet you there's people, there's people could be interested. I have no idea. I don't have any insight into this. I'm out. I'm going out to pasture, Joe. I'm old news now. You're gonna have to ask these newcomers,
What is the next step for you? You said you're staying in Quincy.
Yeah, I'm staying in Quincy. I'm not going anywhere. there's an old commercial that goes through my head all the time, and it was for the United Negro College Fund back in like the 80s and the 90s, and it was always on television. And I think it's one of the Wayans brothers who plays this role of a graduating high school student, and everyone's asking him what he's doing next, what he's doing next. And he says, "I'm gonna go home and make a sandwich." So I'm gonna go home and make a sandwich. I
What kind of sandwich, Ian?
know, turkey with pickles.
Okay. All right. Anything else we should share? Anything Ward 3 specific to right now?
Anything Ward 3 specific? No, I don't have anything for you.
Okay.
We got three meetings left, and for the year, and it's a whole new age in 2026.
All right, well, don't be a stranger. You're still welcome here at QATV anytime.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Ian.
All right, bye.